Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking at a verse found in the book of Luke, chapter number 6, and in verse number 38, where the Bible says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured unto you again." And as we look at this verse this week, we are thinking about this thought, God's economic recovery program, or scriptural economic recovery. Now, there are those in both the nation's capital and the state capital that believe that we can spend our way out of debt. And the Bible teaches no such principle. Matter of fact, the Bible is very strong. Has a very strong opinion about debt and says to no owe man anything. And I realize that it's very difficult in these days, but that is the optimum to pay as we go. And yet there is a scriptural principle, though, that says that we can give, and as a result of that, men, and God through men, will give in return. And the Bible says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you." And so that's the explanation here. You know, one of the first things that happens when, the economy tightens up and when things get slow down is people stop their charitable giving. Many agencies talked about this Christmas being one of the leanest contributions that they had ever seen. And, you know, that's a sad truth because actually, when times get hard and things get bad, obviously charities are called upon the most to fill in the gap. But not only that, according to the principle of God's Word, our giving should be just the opposite. Not just when we have excess or when we have more than we need, but when we're in need, we should not neglect to give. The Bible says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you." The scripture says, "Good measure." Now, we don't think too much about this today, but in a bygone era, in the days of the country store, you'd go up and you'd buy things by the pound, or you'd buy things by volume, by the cup of sugar and coffee and oatmeal or whatever. You bought it by volume, and it was not uncommon that there would be a measure. And that measure would be dipped down into the sugar, the salt, the coffee, the whatever it was. And then you take your hand and rake across the top of that measuring cup, rake the excess off, and that would be the amount that you paid for. But you know, folks, some of these unscrupulous folks realize that by dipping your thumb, putting your thumb on the bottom of your hand, you could actually make a little bit of an indent in the top of whatever it is you were buying. And if folks weren't looking, less than you actually paid for. Well, but there was also just the opposite occurred. There were situations to where if, the store owner was a friend or he was a good fella, sometimes he would round it off, and rather than raking it off level, he'd have a little bit of a mound to it. And that would be considered a good measure. Well, can I say it this way? The Bible says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you good measure." This is the evaluation of God's economic recovery plan. Measure. You see, the Bible says, "For the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured unto you again." In other words, a whole lot of what we get is dependent upon what we give. And the scripture says, if we sow sparingly, we shall also reap sparingly. And so I want to urge you to be very careful that when we tighten our belts and tighten our budgets, we're not becoming tight with the things of God. Of course, you owe your local church your tithe. And then, of course, your missions giving and your gifts above that. But remember that God's plan of economic recovery is give, and it shall be given unto you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us to look beyond things that seem normal in this life and help us to see things as you see them. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.